For many, a stamp is just something we put in the corner of an envelope. But for others, a stamp can represent a portal into history, a potential investment, a way to connect with others, or even just a plain obsession. And many of these philatelists, or stamp collectors, will be descending on New Orleans the weekend of January 18th for the Crescent City Stamp Club's NOLA PEX Stamp and Postcard Show. And I'd like to welcome collector and postal history dealer Doug Weiss to tell us more about the expo and all things philatelic. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Collecting has a long history in New Orleans, right?
The Crescent City Stamp Club was founded in 1932. We had some of the most famous philatelists in the world here in New Orleans. The Wheel Brothers had a shop on Royal Street that was world-renowned.
So what's the most exciting stamp or postal artifact you've ever handled?
I get that question a lot, Brian. I think for me, the most exciting thing I handled was the first known letter sent from the colonies in 1632 from a man named Maverick. Maverick was the first settler of Boston. He lived on Noodle Island, which is now Logan Airport. And he sent a letter to his son in Barbados about their sugar concerns. It was also the first inbound letter to Barbados. The letter brought over $30,000 at public auction.
There are a lot of misconceptions about stamp collecting today, and I was just wondering if you could maybe help clear some of these up.
Sure. It's not our grandfather's hobby anymore. It's topical. It's topically driven. It's driven by your interest in a corner of the world, your interest in a specific history, for example. So it's not just putting stamps and spaces and albums that may be meaningless to you. You might collect a single country or be interested in Louisiana, for example. It's very specific now.
So what is a cover versus a stamp?
So we call them covers because before the envelope was invented in the 1840s, you took a piece of paper and you wrote your letter. You folded it up and then you covered it with another piece of paper and closing your letter. We still call them covers today.
What drew you to philately?
My father was a dealer in the 1960s. He did worldwide stamp approvals. My uncle was the largest dealer in Chicago, had a store there. My cousin was also a dealer. There's a lot of collectors and dealers in collectibles in my family. I had a small collection as a boy. I had first day covers and stamps, and I thought it was fun to get mail, and I enjoyed the hobby.
Is there a particular stamp out there that you're eyeing with a lot of desire you really want?
So I don't collect stamps. I collect covers.
Okay.
I have two exhibits that I'm going to be bringing to the show this year. One is New Orleans historic hotels. So I tell the story in multiple pages of historic hotels past and present with picture postcards and covers, advertising covers that they sent out in their periods, anywhere from 1850 to 1940. The other exhibit I'm bringing is very timely for us here in New Orleans. I'm showing New Orleans and the Confederacy. So I'm telling the story of the postal history of New Orleans during the Confederate mail system and how it affected the economy and the conflict between the North and the South.
Do you agree that you have to be a little bit obsessive to be a stamp collector or any collector, or is that a misnomer?
Well, I think a good deal of my collectors are a little bit obsessive compulsive, but I do have a great many people who are museum curators, historians, authors, people who are looking to tell a story. They're not as interested in hoarding as they are in telling that story.
So the Crescent City Stamp Club's NOLA PEX Stamp and Postcard Show is January 18th and 19th at the Doubletree Hotel in Kenner. Doug, I want to thank you for coming in and telling us more about it.
Thanks for the opportunity, Brian.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.